You may not have heard about it, but for the past year, they've been working on an initiative out of the office of the Prime Minister of Barbados called Future Barbados. The director is Tamisha Eitel, who has been speaking about the concept at a just-held session mounted by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, better known as ICAB. She told the session that the focus is on talent that is under 35 years of age and is aimed at creating solutions for some of the country's challenges.
At Future Barbados, we think of Barbados in the next 50 years. What will those future generations be thinking and dreaming and doing in the next 50 years? We're looking at what are the jobs that need to be created? What are the spaces that need to be created? What will the Barbados that everybody wants to be look like?
Ms. Eitel adds that they are developing what's called a talent hub for young people. And she concedes that though some 400 people applied, they could only take up 25.
That means there are 300 plus people and 300 sets of talent that we have not activated. So we're creating this digital space of talent where you can put your profile and be able to get engaged in some of our projects as Future Barbados. And I'll talk about how that works. And these are national development projects and social innovation projects. So wherever you are in the world, Bajan aligned, we can activate your talent. Because you are right, it is, you may make more money outside of Barbados, so you may go outside of Barbados, but at your core, you still want to help the development of your country. So how can we activate you wherever you are in this new gig economy, in this new world of hybrid work, to be actively engaged in that? And that is through what we're going to call our Future of Work portal, where we will do a call for applicants to bring their profile on and engage people wherever their talent pool is. We will be agnostic to degrees because we believe it doesn't matter your training because you can be activated in different ways. We have five pillars of work that we focus on, which is from the blue economy, Future Blue, Future Green, which looks at the green economy and climate change, Future Safe, which really looks at reducing youth in crime, and to Ronnie's point earlier about activating communities and community organizations, there are examples of restorative justice spaces and places we can start creating at the community level. So that's part of our pilot concepts that we're creating. We have Future Sport, for those of you who see the purpose of sport in building our future and our future and national identity. We also have Future Data, which looks at how do you get data systems to talk to each other. Future Health looks at traditional medicine and how we can use traditional medicine and herbal medicine and create an industry and develop an industry around that for solutions for things like NCDs, which plague our populations. So treatments for our issues to complement lifestyle changes by the medicines that are natural and indigenous to our populations. So what does this mean? We want to help develop businesses, but we're not looking at just the ideas. We're looking at the talent and developing that talent. And also, it is about an ecosystem. There has been over a decade of work done in Barbados around the entrepreneurial ecosystem. We have all the business development organizations who have been trying and being successful to varying degrees in different ways. But there's still systemic issues that are discriminatory towards youth, particularly youth in unconventional jobs and unconventional spaces.
The Future Barbados director says they're also working with other ministries to find and develop young talent.
We have to do what can typically take 5 years and three election cycles within 6 months to 8 months because we've challenged ourselves to show that things can be done differently if we just think creatively. We're inspired by colleagues in Rwanda and how Rwanda has transformed their economy despite their financial challenges. We're inspired by the work of X, which is Google's R&D factory. We're inspired by Nesta, which is the social innovation agency of the United Kingdom government. So this happens elsewhere. We just believe that it can happen here in Barbados. And the access to funding, we always think there it's a deficit, but it's also a positive for us because money exists globally. How can we create Barbados as that attractive space for investments in social innovation? It's what's at our core of what we do, because we believe if we can show that we can get money to invest, then we can help push the markers for regulatory spaces. We can push the boundaries for innovation in traditional spaces because everybody is scared that it's a money thing. But we've we are finding investors and partners who are willing to give us that fodder and give us that support, so we can then challenge these systemic issues again at the end of the day.
Director of Future Barbados, Tamisha Eitel. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.